So how are things going?
Well, you know, busy, busy, busy.
How often have you trotted out that line, busy, busy, busy? It's as though we wear busyness as a badge of honour.
Oh, I'm important if I'm busy.
We almost equate busyness with success, or maybe it's our substitute for achievement. What do you think? Is this whole busyness thing draining the life out of you? Do you still have a spring in your step, a sense of anticipation in your heart about what tomorrow will bring? Or are you so flat out that you're drained of energy and pessimistic about tomorrow? Sitting the other day at my desk, there are a pile of letters to answer, emails filling up my inbox, a bunch of SMSs on my phone, not to mention Facebook and Twitter and my blog. On top of that, there's my to-do list, which is pretty much longer than my arm. Sound familiar? It's a reality for a lot of people. The facts of the matter are that with the immediacy and the connectedness of technology these days, with all the options we have at our fingertips for entertainment, learning, working in ways that we could never have imagined 5 or 10 years ago, there's simply too much to do. There are more things queued up than people can possibly handle in a day. So what do you do with that? How do you handle that? I mean, if you don't do something about it, eventually busyness robs you of peace and joy and hope and of the ability to love. It really does. So what do you do? Psalm 46, verses 8 to 10. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. There's this God out there who has everything under control, who has the power to deal with the things that you can't deal with, who is exalted among the nations and across the whole earth. And when you sit down, when you spend some time with that God each morning, with a cuppa, with your Bible open, listening, praying, a couple of things happen. Firstly, God stills your heart. I mean, seriously. And secondly, he helps focus you on the things that really need doing. And they're not always the things we thought were the important ones. Peace and priorities. Be still and know that I am God. That's his word. Fresh for you today.